Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Drive-by dunk challenge. John Sears' house.
HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Alongside John Sears, I'm Keith Murphy. John, what was that?
What was what?
The way you were standing by the pool, what was that?
You pushed me in the pool, fully dressed in front of my mom, and we're talking about how I was standing by the pool?
Yeah, what was it with the cat? Look at this. Casual arms over the head. Look at the way you're standing.
I was just like relaxing, just kind of stretching my arms out. Look, you dunked me head first into the basketball hoop.
That's just odd. That's just odd. All right, we're finally on here with Sound Off tonight. It feels like football season here, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Good gosh, this is getting us warmed up for Sunday night football with the NASCAR race that had 57 delays.
Now, that started at what, yesterday?
Tuesday.
At noon, and yeah, it just ended?
Finally ended. And then we had Megyn Kelly's show, and then
Spartan.
The two-hour finale.
Spartan Chronicles.
All of that was on. Hey, 515-282-9010. Thank you for staying up late. Sound Off Hotline, your chance to sound off coming up. The Cubs come out of the All-Star break on fire after tonight's win versus the rival Cardinals. The Cubs are now in first place.
Here they come. And Jordan Spieth takes forever to play the 13th hole at the Open Championship, but Spieth bounces back with a phenomenal finish to win his third major. Sound off on that or anything interesting. 515-282-9010.
Generally, when Hawkeye football coaches and players talk to the media in July, we don't learn much. How could we? Practice hasn't even started. Wednesday proved a media conference in the summer can be more meaningful than one in the fall. Starting offensive lineman Sean Welsh stepped to the podium and bravely laid bare something he had kept private.
No game or season has ever tested my endurance or attacked my resolve like the challenge that I now face each day of my life. Depression.
Welsh started 35 games for Iowa, has a loving family, good grades, a life many envy. But depression doesn't care about any of that. Welsh described a downward spiral so severe he didn't leave his room for days. Welsh says his successes felt unimportant, problems monumental. He felt empty, like he had nothing. We all have bad days, gut punches. Sometimes we need to shake the blues. That's not this. Too many people think depression is weakness or self-pity. It's not. It's a complex mental health disorder. If you know someone who suffers from depression, you already know the difference. Depression can be treated in a variety of ways. Sean Welsh says he's much better with the help of therapy, medication, and support. Much of that support came from Kirk Ferentz. Ferentz said he was shocked when Welsh confided his condition, but Ferentz sets the tone for a culture of comfort and acceptance. Men are less likely to talk about depression. Imagine telling a room full of football players. Welsh did, and he's glad. Sean Welsh may have an all Big Ten season. I hope he does. but he won't do anything on the football field as impressive or important as the talk he gave Wednesday. Welsh urged anyone who feels depressed, get help. Thanks to Welsh, more will.
Well said, Keith. Okay, this has to be some kind of record. For the second straight week, I'm talking NBA. Last week, it was the crazy amount of money being given to free agents. This week, it's wanting to be the man. Kyrie Irving recently dropped a bombshell saying he wants to be traded, no longer wants to play with LeBron. My first reaction, what? You no longer want a guaranteed spot in the finals with the best player in the world? Irving has 2 years left on his deal in Cleveland, but I guess he wants out now so he's not left alone at the dinner table when LeBron possibly decides to jump ship next season. Bottom line, Irving obviously doesn't like being Robin. He wants to be Batman. This year, Kyrie averaged 25.6 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 rebounds per game. Good numbers, really good. Now, are those numbers going to improve on another team? I doubt it. This is an ego thing. He doesn't like taking a back seat to the king. Think of some of the great duos in NBA history. Jordan and Pippen. Bird and McHale. Stockton Malone. Durant and what? Never mind. Look, Irving is a top 5 point guard in the league, so he'll find a new home and still put up numbers. But this is also an example of how you can never trust what a flat earth believer says.
Are you going to leave us like LeBron left us?
It's a great question. No, I won't leave. I'm not leaving. How can I leave you guys?
That poor kid.
He hasn't left yet. He may still end up in Cleveland.
He's gone.
Well, he probably is concerned. I mean, if he got, say,
if he saw that video, he's probably concerned now.
If he got traded a couple time zones away, he could be worried about falling right off the side of the earth. Those flat earth guys. Randall's in Ankeny. Randall, can you believe how fast the Cubs went from 5.5 back to first place?
Oh, I think it's amazing. You know, us as Cub fans, you know, we were kind of getting a little pessimistic about it. But, you know, the Cubs now are I think, back to their old form. You know, we're 8-1 in the last 9 games. So I think we have a lot to be excited about. But I guess my question is, you know, really, what do the Cubs have to do to make it back to the World Series?
Well, for now, they just need to get in the playoffs because we've seen in recent years, very recently, a wild card team, you know, the lesser team in the division, winning it all. The Giants, I think maybe the Cardinals as well, had gotten in as some of the weaker teams in the division. They've won it all. So if you get in and you get your top pitcher on the mound and he pitches well, I mean, you can – baseball is the sport where it doesn't matter if you have 110 wins and you're playing a team with 85 wins. You could easily lose that game or win that game, vice versa.
Lesser has looked better. Kyle Hendrick comes back from injury. Quintana has made a big difference. It usually comes down to pitching, but the Cubs have so much hitting when they get hot. They can even win that way, too. So I thought this team would win the division. John, call it right now. Will the Cubs fall out of first place, or are they there for good?
It's not going to be – I think they win it in the end right now, but it's going to be a battle. The Brewers are not going anywhere. I think the Pirates are going to sneak up on people, too.
Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice directs and judges. Matt says that I look like West Virginia football coach Dana Holgerson. For the love of all things holy, Old Spice, buzz this. Oh, thank you.
Not a fan.
Okie Hawkeye says, new Sammy Sosa looks like Bar Rescue host John Taffer. Would have never thought of this. But there is a resemblance to me. What do you think, Old Spice? How can Sammy Sosa look like John Taffer?
He does a little bit.
Sergeant Parizic says new Sammy Sosa looks like infamous gangster Al Capone. Old Spice. Oh, my goodness.
Guys, how could the most inconsistent athletics program in the state be home to a guy who has outlasted 7 university presidents? He's What's Bugging Andy next.
Thank you for staying up late. Follow us on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. Some tweets running across the bottom of the screen all show. Scott writes, the Central Division is deplorable, so nothing to brag about. If they win in the West, they would be roughly, if they were in the West, they'd be roughly 15 games out. Hashtag mediocre ball.
They're in it, though.
Yeah, they're in it. Andy Fales went to Drake University, but no one would dare call Andy Mr. Drake.
No, that title is reserved for one man. Here's what's bugging Andy.
Guys, you know, it seems like yesterday that I was a student at Drake University, but it definitely wasn't yesterday. I mean, I'm reminded of that every time I see one of my classmates who now has gray hair, and every time I drive through the campus. Nearly every building has changed. New ones have been added. Peggy's not only has Wi-Fi, it has toilet paper in the bathroom. Yeah, it's all sophisticated now. Time has flown. Well, the only thing that makes me feel not so old is the fact that Drake historian Paul Morrison is still around campus. He turned 100 this weekend, and he looks pretty much the same. I mean, here he is back in 1946. The only thing that's changed is he's down about 47 hairs on his head, and he's now in color. Paul has been around Drake so long, he kept a pet pterodactyl in his office. You know, there is something truly ironic about having a historian who doesn't need to do research. Paul knows Drake history because he was probably standing right there when it happened. Fortunately, there hasn't exactly been a whole lot to remember. Paul got to Drake in the mid-30s. He has seen 14 U.S. presidents, 9 decades, 6 foreign wars, but only 4 NCAA men's basketball tournaments. Seriously, though, Paul Morrison saw Drake football play in 3 January bowl games. And that is a stat that makes you feel like you just got hit over the head with a monkey wrench. But Paul was there. Now, technically, he retired in 1986, but all that really meant is that he didn't have to fake a sick day anymore, because Paul has kept right on working for 30 plus years. Well, Drake thanks you, Paul, for all of that extra time. And the rest of us thank you, too, for making us look like lazy schleps who have absolutely no chance of ever being considered hardworking or dedicated as long as you're still around. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Happy birthday, Mr. Drake. The White Sox play a part in tonight's Who's in Your Five, not that they'll enjoy it. That's next, plus more live calls. Got a line open now on this late edition, 515-282-9010. Like us on Facebook, it's Sound Off Nation. Matt writes, I figured they would have squeezed a few more years out of him, but the parole board really slashed his sentence. Either way, it looks like OJ really is going to get another stab at freedom.
See what he did there.
Who's in your five? Who's in your five? We had 90s baseball movies last week. The 80s are the decade for great baseball movies. Try to top this five. Honorable mention, the underrated gem Long Gone. Let's start with number five, Eight Men Out. The story of the Black Sox scandal shows why the Sox threw the World Series and makes the case that Joe Jackson and Buck Weaver may have played all out.
I have not seen it.
It's a terrific movie. Yeah, you should see it. It's a drama, not a comedy. Number four is a comedy.
Love this.
Major League. Just pure fun. It's hard to turn off if it's on. You stumble across it, you stay with it. Great characters. Willie Mays Hayes, Pedro Serrano, Wild Thing Ricky Vaughn, Roger Dorn, Jake Taylor.
Love it.
Number three, Bull Durham. I watched this last night. Kevin Costner, terrific as Crash Davis. The movie gets the small details of small minor league baseball just
another
right.
Another good one, yeah.
Number two, The Natural, epic. The story of Roy Hobbs, the best there ever was.
My AAU team when I was younger, we were nicknamed the Knights. We had the lightning bolt on our sleeve because of this movie.
Number one, we're in Iowa, Field of Dreams. If you build it, he will come. Ray Kinsella, which sounds like Reconcile, which is what the movie is about. It's corny. But if you believe, you will love this movie. I love this movie.
I love it.
Dad, want to have a catch? Gets me every time.
Love sure, Field son. Of Dream.
Those are five great baseball movies.
Really good movies.
All
yeah.
from the 90s. All right. Joanne.
Is 80s.
80s. All from the 80s. All from the 80s. Yeah. 90s we had last week. Yeah. That did not compare to this list.
This is a good list. Yeah.
That's a great list.
It's a really good list.
That's the best decade of baseball movies. Joanne is in Bondurant. Bondurant in the state baseball tournament, right, Joanne?
Yes, right. We're so proud of our boys. They weren't expected to get there, but we're there, and we're so proud of them. We were there in 97, 2007, and now they're there in 2017. It's a 10-year thing, and we are so proud of them. They'll be playing Tuesday against Davenport Assumption at 11 o'clock, I believe, and we are so proud that they made it.
Well, that thank you, Joanne and Bondurant. We thank you for treating us so well on RVTV last year. In the rain, by the way, that's what's so great about you. You were up at girls' softball tournament
yeah.
this week. It was so hot. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But the baseball tournament, you could hear it in Joanne's voice. There's so much pride if you can make it there
yeah.
and play at Principal Park. It's just awesome. And you'll be there tomorrow.
That's one of the joys of getting to the state tournament is being able to play at that professional park. And Bondurant Farrar, it's great that they got there. I think they're the 8 seed. They take on the 1 seed, Davenport Assumption. If you live in Iowa, you know Davenport Assumption is a power in almost any sport. So Bondurant is the underdog. But, hey, like I said, baseball is one of those sports where upsets, you can call it an upset, but it happens all the time.
Get a hot pitcher, anything can
yeah.
happen. Joel Lanning runs his way into faceoff. When Sound Off Live returns, and Cullis,
he scored again
on the hotline, 282-9010. Good morning, Iowa. It is Monday.
Oh, that's, God, sad.
Email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. The Hawkeyes were picked to finish fourth in the Big Ten West. As a Hawkeye fan, I say yes. Iowa normally thrives when expectations are low. Bring it on.
Mm.
Todd in Huxley. All right.
Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it face-off. At Big 12 Football Media Days, Joel Lanning was an obvious story and will continue to be as long as he holds on to that starting linebacker job. Keith, has there ever been a time in Power 5 football where the starting quarterback 1 year is then the starting middle linebacker the next season?
I don't know of anything quite like this, and we're probably too close to it. If you're in, say, Texas, and you hear this story, you go, wait, hang on. The quarterback who ran for 5 touchdowns against Texas Tech in November is now starting at middle linebacker? It is unusual. It's cool.
It's crazy. Jordan Spieth won his 3rd major championship today. Incredible comeback. Before accepting the trophy, we were reminded that Spieth is still only 23 when he gave his caddy, Michael Greller, a cup check. On live TV. You good with that?
Yes. It makes me like Spieth more. I don't know if I'll ever outgrow this kind of nonsense. You've been warned, John.
Oh, man. This past week, we had state softball, which means Mother Nature did us no favors. For the first 4 days, the map looked like a newly invented color resembling Pepto-Bismol. But then on Friday, there was a 35-degree difference between Fort Dodge and Des Moines. You ever see anything like that?
No. First, it looked like the map was melting. Then Friday, I called you to see how Michael Admire was doing in the dangerous heat. You said, Michael's fine. It's 73 in Fort Dodge. Meantime, it felt like 110 in Des Moines. The weather's crazier than Ed Wilson. You know Ed's crazy.
Oh, yeah. The big event to kick off Shark Week on the Discovery Channel was Michael Phelps racing a great white shark. Well, the race never happened. It did, but it was a timed race. Phelps never raced a shark. He swam in the ocean by himself with a fin on his feet. You okay with this farce?
No. Call me gullible, but I thought Phelps was going to race alongside a shark in the ocean. I should know better. Next thing you're going to tell me is those celebrities with Bear Grylls aren't really in any actual danger.
Let's move on. Overrated, underrated.
Okay, overrated. O.J. Simpson, citizen. At his parole hearing, O.J. still sounds like a charming guy who never takes responsibility for anything and always blames others. Bunch of excuses, no sincere contrition.
Underrated O.J. Simpson, the football player. We've almost forgotten why he was famous in the first place. O.J. was a great football player.
Yes, yes, he was. Got to see him play in person, and he was fantastic. Oh, sorry. Yes, where'd he go?
One minute.
Okay. Oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Yeah, it's Monday now.
Yeah, no kidding.
That worked out pretty well. All right, before we give Cheeser the honors, because, yes, Cheeser's patiently waiting. Yeah. If you haven't seen Michael Phelps race the shark.
Here it is.
All right, here it is. Now,
here comes the shark.
There's the shark. This is a computer-generated shark, as it turns out. It's not even an actual shark. And they're not racing side by side.
No.
And Phelps is wearing a fin. And then, John, when I first became suspicious here is at the end, like the shark jumps out of the water.
Yeah. Watch this finish here. Look at Phelps. He's looking good. He's got the dolphin kick going. He's underwater, doing a little breaststroke, just trying to keep it all intact. And they're getting to the finish line. Here comes the shark. Who's gonna win it?
Oh! It's a photo finish. A photo finish. The shark won by 2 seconds. How much did they pay Phelps to do this? He looked kind of embarrassed the entire time. Come on, Discovery Channel, be better than this. 36-1 to 38-1. It's the Great White Shark by 2 seconds.
So how did they get the 36-1 for the Great White?
I don't know. Can't they just speed him up?
Yeah.
And do whatever they want,
make him go
right?
He's computer generated.
Cheeser, you get the last sentence here. Cheeser, go ahead, sir.
Hey, the Royals are pretty hot, aren't they, guys?
The Royals should be getting more attention, right? You're sick of hearing about the Cubs. You want to hear about the Royals.
Yeah, because I had a great time at Wellman's Pub in Westwood last Thursday. I had a couple drinks. I ran into Naz Meacher-Long and Peter Jock there. Peter's a really nice guy, actually.
Peter Jock is a really nice guy.
Really nice
and
guy.
I found out he can play defense better than people give him credit. But hang on. You just went from the Royals deserve more attention to you had a couple of cocktails and met Naz Meacher-Long and Peter Jock. Cheeser, you never disappoint.
Yeah, now I think Naz thinks I'm a pretty good person, too.
You are a good person, Cheeser.
You are.
That's why. Hey, that's going to do it for us. We are back next week, hopefully on time, and hopefully you're back with us, too. I'm just told we cannot cue the...
What we were going to show you...
Yes.
Was
Winterset.
Winterset softball celebrating their state championship. I can tell you what it looked like.
Yeah, there were cheers and tears. Quite a week for Winterset. But instead of that...
It didn't look like this.
Instead of Winterset, the video that we're able to play, we're having like a Monday malfunction, is Michael Phelps against the shark.